The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1992. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, welcoming you into another edition of the DX Audio Service. We're remotely on the road north of Detroit, Michigan, Motown, USA, at the corner of M53 and 40 Mile Road. Hope you enjoy this edition of the DX Audio Service. Here's Diana Ross and the Supremes. Jerry Starr is coming up with AM Switch at the top of the hour.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes, I see real love. Always love.
Just love me, love me, love me, love me. WXYZ Radio Detroit.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We only have three editions of AM Switch for you this month because in just a few days, we're going to be leaving for a couple weeks in the sunshine in Florida. So we'll have to only have three this month, but that means next month, there'll be five. AM Switch reference number 276 starts off with one call letter change. On 1120 WCGM, Marysville, Tennessee becomes WYZQ. Three grants of interest on 1050 KMTA in Kinsey, Montana, changes its city of license to Miles City, Montana. On 1090 WSOL, San German, Puerto Rico, will relocate its transmitter site. This station is presently silent. That must mean they are intending to put this station back on the air. And on 1460 KULE in Manawile, Hawaii, changes its city of license to a place much easier to pronounce, Honolulu, Hawaii. Under otherness, we mentioned the call letter change on 1120 WYZQ, Marysville, Tennessee. This silent station is now back on the air with its new call. On 1190 KHAD, DeSoto, Missouri, this station has been silent since May of last year. 1230 KDAC, Fort Bragg, California, this station is silent. The IRS seized the station's assets and it's being sold at public auction, may come back on the air. On 1270 WUCO, Marysville, Ohio, this station went silent the last day of December 91 and may be gone for good. They went on the air in 1984, filed for bankruptcy in 1986. The appointed trustee set 1-10-92 as the deadline for sale of the station, and if a purchase was not secured by the close of business on that day, the license would be surrendered to the FCC. We still haven't heard the final outcome of that, but we don't think the station was sold, and that one may be gone for good. 1330 KDRQ in Weshick, North Dakota is back on the air, and on 1450 KMHT, Marshall, Texas, another silent station that has returned to the air. By the way, that station is now owned by ex-heavyweight champ George Foreman. Moving on to AM Switch number 277 under call letter changes on 610 WHYM in Pensacola, Florida becomes WVTJ. 980 WFHG Bristol, Virginia becomes WXBQ. 1020 KCFA Eagle River, Alaska becomes KTWM. That station is presently silent. The new call may indicate they're getting ready to come back on. On 1090 WMYD in Rice Lake, Wisconsin becomes WAQE. 1460, here's a non-change. In Salinas, California, KHTX was never used. The station remains with its present call of KRQC. 1520, WQWQ, Muskegon Heights, Michigan becomes WWEZ. And on 1540, KLSY, Bellevue, Washington becomes KBLV. Under otherness, on 730 KUCL, Boise, Idaho, this station is silent pending a sale. 770 WCAL, Northfield, Minnesota, this station is silent and has surrendered its license to the FCC, so WCAL, Northfield, Minnesota, is no more. The station they used to share 770 with, KUOM in Minneapolis, is now eligible to become full-time on that frequency. On 820 WSCR, Chicago, Illinois, finally, this station is on the air. It's called The Score with sports programming. 1260 WDKN, Dixon, Tennessee, this silent station has returned, relaying their FM WQZQ, which also had been silent. 1380 KKFH, Beaumont, Texas, this station is silent. On 1470 KZZK, Trimonton, Utah, is silent. Their FM is off also. And on 1500 KCLF, New Roads, Louisiana, this silent station has returned to the air. And finally, we move to edition number 278, in which there were no call letter changes whatsoever. Number of interesting items under otherness nonetheless on 650 KUUY, Orchard Valley, Wyoming. Everybody's easy Wyoming station to hear. Sorry to report, this station has gone silent. On 730 WOHS in Shelby, North Carolina, this station is now relaying the programming from WGNC, which is on 1450 in Gastonia, North Carolina. They also relay over WCSL 1590 in Cherryville, North Carolina. So a small three-station network has been created there. 800 WPLK Palatka, Florida, silent station reported back on the air, reported, by the way, by none other than one of our contributors by the name of John Bowker. On 730 KPLS in Orange, California, brand new station is now on the air with Spanish language programming. 1080 WXLN Louisville, Kentucky, this station had an agreement to rebroadcast WXLN-FM in Eminence, Kentucky. That agreement has ended and the station is once again simulcasting WDJX-FM. We would expect there will be a call letter change coming up here on the AM station soon. 1220 WAYE, Birmingham, Alabama. Member Dale Ham reports this station is back on the air. It seems a runaway truck mowed down their tower and caused them to be off the air for a while. That would do it. On 1450 WCIE, Spring Lake, North Carolina, this station is silent. And that'll wrap it up for this month's AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in a month with more stuff from the wonderful world of AM broadcasting. And now, a gentleman who we will have visited face-to-face before the next time we talk to you right here on the audio service. From the sunny and sometimes soggy sun coast of Florida, here is none other than Mr. John Bowker.
Thanks, Jerry, but you better get out of the way. Back off there a little bit, will you? You better get around the corner. Here we go now. Watch out. Well, hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker, and you've just heard a Chevrolet 454 engine starting. It's 7.2 cubic inches of displacement. That's going to be pulling over 14,000 pounds of motorhome, and of course with radios, tape recorders, and my wife and me out onto the nation's highways once again. We've been in our new Florida home now for several months, which means that the wanderlust has captured us once again. It's time to get out and roam. Indeed, we're on the road again. In fact, and today we're going to be hearing what 920 on the AM radio dial sounds like all over the country. And, you know, getting set for this trip, I must admit, I didn't come up with anything too outrageous as a preamble for you this month. Well, maybe a couple of exceptions. I was on the phone with Ron Clark a couple of 3 weeks ago. He's one of our stalwart subscribers and a major contributor to the travelogue. He lives up in Winston-Salem area. He doesn't hear the same thing that I hear on this station break. Now, this is WKMT, okay? Listen to what, see if you hear what I hear this station break.
Over WKMB Radio in Kings Mountain. Over WKMB Radio Kings Mountain, the nation's number one hometown station.
Okay, are we together or apart on that one? And here's another one out in California. Now, the fellow, it's a Spanish-speaking station, so you have to translate a little bit, but not much. This station, its call sign, according to the logbook, is KTGE, not to be confused with a station in Page, Arizona. Now, tell me, what do you hear the announcer say?
Desde Salinas, California, esta es KTGE, Radio Tigre.
The time is 7 o'clock. Exactly.
This is KTGE, Salinas, Radio Tigre.
Well, I'll leave that to your own judgment. See if you heard what I heard, but I thought you might be amused. See, we're starting to go through tapes from the boxes and boxes of cassettes that we have when we moved into this new home. And things strike me at 2 o'clock in the morning that may not strike you at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I couldn't help noticing in the Tampa Tribune here this past week that there's an article about the purchase of WFAN 660 in New York by the Infinity people. Now, the Infinity Broadcasting Company already owns the station, the FM station, that originates the Howard Stern programs for satellite distribution in, where is he now, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and of course in New York. He originates in New York, WXRK FM. But they're purchasing WFAN in New York. And that gives rise to the thought that maybe Imus in the Morning, Don Imus, the WFAN morning man, or maniac as they call him in the paper, may be distributed by satellite. Who knows? If so, WQYK at 1010 on the dial here in Tampa is set to bring him up because Infinity owns our local WQYK AM and FM here in Tampa. So that might be an interesting addition to the Tampa scene, and any of you who have Infinity broadcasting stations in your area and perhaps other stations that might want to pick up Don Imus. The only other tidbit had to do with the program that was on TV and then later on FM radio through American Radio Network, public radio. The Empire of the Air was quite a program, so this month had a lot of stuff going for it as far as radio was concerned. But anyway, on to 920 on the dial. You know, I must admit I'd never really looked closely at how stations on the 920 dial position are spread out across the United States, but, you know, for instance, there are, by my count, 45 active stations at this dial position in the United States. Three of those 45 are in the eastern sector of New York State alone, all of them 5,000 watts, all directional, of course. There are two in western Texas. There's one in South Carolina, not all that far from the one in Atlanta, Georgia. And two others that aren't that much separated in Florida. Well, that's a little misleading. One of them's presently silent, the one in Melbourne. But then you look at the rest of the country, and there are vast areas where there are no stations at 920 on the dial. And it's funny, too. You know, because in our summer place in Vermont, we get terrible interference at 920 from both Kingston, New York, and Lake Placid, New York. So, I don't know. It's hard to tell why they were allocated as they were. Now, the Canadians are running some rather hefty signals in Woodstock, New Brunswick, in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Sault Ste. Marie, out that part of the Canadian provinces. Those powerhouses mean, of course, that northern New England and most of Michigan and Wisconsin are knocked out at 920 in the United States. And they have a few others right along the border out further to the west. But there's quite a hole in the Upper Plains states, generally along the Rockies. What are you going to do? This is a regional channel. Maximum power for any U.S. station is 5,000 watts. And I don't know, my log doesn't show any exceptions to that 5,000 watt power limit on this channel. So apparently the Cubans aren't raising too much of the nation's dander at 920 on the dial. So what do you say? Let's get back in the motorhome and make our way up I-95. And if we go 3 days worth from where we're starting the motorhome today in our driveway in Sun City Center, Florida, and work our way up to Providence, we'll then go west and south while monitoring the 920 dial position on the March 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Good night.
Good night, Ted.
Good night, Dr. Von Hilsing. Good night.
Good night, Martha.
Good night, Bruce.
Good night, Ted.
Bruce, night, you stay. Right.
This is WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island. Stay tuned now for NBC Monitor News.
This is the Talk of Rhode Island, 920 WHJJ, Providence.
WHJJ, the Talk of Rhode Island.
NBC News, good morning. I'm Don Blair.
Adirondack Radio is WIRD AM 920 and WLPW 105.5 FM, Lake Placid, USA.
Serving Ulster, Dutchess, Green, and Columbia Counties, this is 92 WGHQ, Kingston. Seniors. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Walden.
This is the Roadshow over WKRT, WKRT FM in Cortland, New York.
Serving our community with pride for 50 years, we're InfoTalk 920, WTTM Trenton.
Business Radio Network News. I'm Gloria Goodwin.
News at 10 o'clock, brought to you by Lachlan's on the Ferguson Valley Road. This is WKVA, Lewistown.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Sam Litzinger.
Public service program. Print or type the information on a card or letter and mail it to WPTX, Lexington Park, Maryland, 20653.
Well, let's see. This gives me a chance to jump in here. Now, I am the first to admit that's not a legal ID, although it does give all the positive ID identification. And if you were writing away for verification, that would be plenty of proof that you had heard the station, I'm sure. But now, that's one lesson you learn. If you go way out of your way, as Sun, John, and I did in 1971, to get that station. And by the way, if you aren't familiar with the state of Maryland, Lexington Park is out on a sort of a peninsula on the westerly side of Chesapeake Bay, and it's a long drive to get there. There are two or three cities with stations down that same peninsula. And we left from New Jersey, and we spent a whole day getting down there, and I remember going back. We recorded about 40 stations in 2 days on that trip. But that was one of them. That's one of the lessons we learned. Don't stop short. If you're going to go that far, get a real ID, oh my goodness sakes. Now, here's another lesson we learned about 3 years later on a trip going from New Jersey to Nashville. We went through Canton, North Carolina, and at that point, I thought this might be good enough.
The good time sounds of wonderful weekend radio. WPTL.
Special request of dedication this afternoon.
Yeah, that's WPTL 920 on the dial in Canton, North Carolina. But, of course, it's not a legal ID, so what you going to do? Here is a North Carolina station that we have on tape with a legal ID.
WBBB, Burlington Graham, North Carolina.
Now, of course, that's rather a brief look at WBBB. You don't get much of a hint of what they're doing. And there's a little interference on it. Well, you know, we're jinxed because Ron Clark got in that area and made a recording. I'm going to play you for a minute. And not only do we get the benefit of two stations for one, but well, listen to what Ron got, and then I'll give you a little quiz at the end.
This is News Talk 920. WBBB, Burlington Graham, North Carolina. A great American media station.
Okay, now at the end of today's travelogue, I'm going to ask you what that second station was in the background. There is a clue, so you want to play it back and forth if you have some good logbooks. Yeah, I'll tell you what it was at the end. Let's see. Let's get out of North Carolina. It's jinxing us here. We'll go down to Florida and then back up through Georgia and West Virginia and out through Ohio and Indiana, and we'll see where we go from there.
Help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Bill McDaniel from 1985 closes out the breakfast show for a Tuesday morning. WTRS, WTRS-FM, Dinellen, Leesburg, Gainesville, Ocala.
I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
Oops, I skipped Georgia, but now Georgia's on my mind.
It's 84 degrees. I'm Julian Muta, WGST Atlanta.
Shop Green Brothers Nurseries after Labor Day sale.
Well, that would normally be enough, but since we skipped him, we'll give him another crack at it.
All right, we're back here at the Omni. The fourth quarter set to begin. Before it does, we'll pause for station identification on the Hawks Radio Network.
The WGST News Radio 92 three-day weather forecast constantly updated in Atlanta's only 24-hour weather center 8 times an hour from the news station, WGST Atlanta News Radio 92.
Okay, time to go out to the state capital of Ohio.
This is WMNI in Columbus, Ohio, America's great country station.
This is WBAA, the radio voice of Purdue in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Currently at WGN News, the temperature reading is 76 degrees.
The news is presented by Granite City Trust and Savings, your friendly bank at 19th and Edison.
WGNU. And the hits roll on.
I was looking at a Playboy the other day, and I seen these beautiful girls from L.A.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those stations that keeps on breaking the hits. I wonder if that fellow thinks he's with the Beach Boys, girls from L.A., I don't know. What do you say we get out of Illinois? We'll head up north into Wisconsin and then go through Iowa on our way to Texas. And who, may I ask, are you?
This is Ted Moore. Debbie Young and I will try to help you wake up on Monday morning. Join the fun lovers from 5 till 9 in the a.m. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal.
Well, wait a minute. Hello, Bill Deal. Delighted to make your acquaintance. That's a cute jingle. And a nice news sounder. What's this nine? Why haven't I been told about 920 in Milwaukee? Let's give them another crack. About an hour later, we got this jingle.
Nothing but the big bands all day Sunday on the Fun Lovin' One. W-O-K-Y,
Milwaukee. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Deirdre Bryant. Well, she and I used to work together on WHWH in Princeton, but then so did a lot of people. Howard David, I see, is now doing a lot of CBS Sports. He was our morning man during the week. I was the morning man on the weekends. But I must admit, I've lost track of Judy Muller, who did a lot of CBS News. She was out in Denver at one time after she left WHWH. I don't know where. If anybody hears of Judy Muller, let me know, would you? I'd love to know. What do you say now? As I promised before, we'll go through Iowa and Texas, and then we're going to go into New Mexico and Nevada and California and Oregon, all lots.
The Life of Martin Luther. Weekdays at noon on the Radio Reading Circle.
This is KYFR, Shenandoah, Iowa.
Texas City.
Good dial to 920 AM
Your station.
Houston to Hanover 92.
Número uno en español. KBNA.
KBNA.
AM FM.
El Paso.
Qué buena KBMA con la buena música que a usted le gusta y la información que necesita. Le saluda Carlos Manuel Tarango.
KQEO, Albuquerque.
KQEO, Golden Weekend.
This is Jack Day. That's going to do it for our show. Stay tuned for Ken Stone after ABC Radio News. And I'll be back with you again, hopefully tomorrow, 10 a.m. We're going to do it again from 10 until 3 right here on AM 920 KORK Las Vegas. From ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
Gee, Ed, I hate to leave everybody hanging on the wall like this, but that sort of is the way it is, mostly because it's the end of the show. 5 o'clock coming up in Nothing Flat. I'm Travis T. Hip. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services. Stay tuned for Kahala Carter next after the news on KQLO Reno.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Wes Richards.
It is 10 o'clock at KKAM Palm Springs. The news is next.
Another multi-million dollar religious fundraising campaign apparently has worked. Jerry Falwell says his campaign to raise about $10 million.
Winning begins Wednesday on Pure Gold KGAL.
KGAL, Lebanon, Albany, Corvallis.
Final ratification vote set for Eugene today.
Okay, you got KGAL figured out in Oregon, right? Okay, you're pretty smart. See if you can figure this one out. It won't be too tough, I promise.
Sounds of KMTH, Radio 92, broadcasting from the Blue Room, high atop Hangar Towers, located in beautiful downtown Midway Island.
Well, okay, that's what we have on the 920 DX Audio Service tape here in the Travelog headquarters. The mystery station in the background of the WBBB ID I played you a few minutes ago was WLIV in Livingston, Tennessee. And my clue was to hear the FM side of the call. All I could make out was a WX. But the only FM station with a WX is the FM side of WLIV in Livingston, Tennessee. So there you go. Well, it has been an entertaining trip across the country. The motorhome is still going strong, pawing at the dirt, panting, snorting, and anxious to set out next month. In fact, we're going to be setting out right now because the only way to get something done for you for next month is to get started right now. And we're going to be off on the road again, going to all new and different places for you. And oh, say, by the way, Bill Hale, terrific. Boy, he sent me something. It's a set of log sheets that he had given him by a friend of a friend who had been going through an attic in Kerrville, Texas, just recently. And they came across some piece of paper that the owner of the home had been writing down what radio stations he had been able to hear on his radio. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? The most recent entry was February 14th, 1924. And he was in Texas, roughly the center of the country, at least east to west. And the stations I'll tell you, when we get to the 940 tape, we don't have all that many stations at 940. I'll have a few more minutes, Fred will give me, to talk to you about what this fellow was able to hear from Kerrville, Texas. Remarkable, Bill. Thanks so very much for sending it in. We'll be making good use of that. And speaking of Bill Hale, here's Bill Hale.
Thanks, John, and welcome everyone to the March edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Bill Hale, and here we go with tips and loggings from all over. Normally, I break all the loggings up into frequency order, but this time, this month, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. I'd break them up by individual DXer. But first of all, I'd like to report that Mike Jazorski sends along this tip with his normal loggings. He heard a syndicated ad for W Magazine that includes an 800 number for orders. The number is 1-800, number, WMAG. So don't get caught thinking this is an ID. That would mess a few of us up, I'm sure. On to other things now. Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario is a regular contributor to DDXD, and this issue he passes along the following tips for you. Incidentally, Chuck DXs with an R390A plus a San Sereno loop and all into a TR3000 open reel tape recorder. Well, he says that's a CHYR7 on 710 in his hometown of Leamington. Is incorrectly identified in the log. It just says CHYR. It should be 7 on 710. And actually, these call letters are on 730. Charles also logged WRPQ Baraboo, Wisconsin on 740 back on December 21st at 0140 hours. The signal was poor with 50s through 70 easy listening hits and WRPQ Baraboo ID drop-in. It's listed as 9 watts, but they didn't even sound that strong. It's a format and schedule change from the log. And he logged it because CHYR7 was on a rare silent period until quarter till 2. Also, he had lots of WJR760 splatter on that, so that's a log changer. 1010 WERQ in Baltimore was logged on 1228 at 1642 hours. The signal was poor but alone in CFRB's null with urban contemporary and rap music and a non-ID, which went like this. Happy holidays from Baltimore's new 92Q. This is XWYSD and his logging from Maryland, number 65. He logged WJBW from Cantonment, Florida on a 1090.7, which was varying up and down. And he finally got enough audio to ID this guy that he's been chasing for the past couple of weeks. A het started at 0745 sunrise skip and stopped at 1745 sunset skip. Frequency has been varying from 400 hertz to 1 kilohertz, high of 1090. Finally noted with 40s through 60s nostalgia music and a non-ID is WKGT is 105 FM. And FM 105 is WKGT. He never heard the AM call letters, but at least now he knows where this one's located. The follow-up came, or a follow-up came the very next day, and he finally got past the station's fax machine and talked to the real person at the other end of the line, who confirmed WJBW is correct call and WRBK, the old call, is a thing of the past. And he also thanks Jerry Thomas of Pensacola, Florida, for his help. And as of this report, on December 29th, it was still noted off frequency. KMLB 1440 in Monroe, Louisiana. A call from Charles to the station confirmed that this is the correct call letters. but that the station used KJLO when they simulcast with, or simulcasted rather, with FM 104 back in the 89 to 90 time frame. A lady said that the calls were changed to KMLB when they quit simulcasting quite some time ago, and that's a quote from them. So change your logs to KMLB. Drop the K104 slogan that's in the log and parallel with FM notation, and the phone number is correct as in the log. On to loggings from Robert Tierra of Hendersonville, North Carolina. WWCS Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania on 540 was logged on January 11th at 1700 hours with these, are still using these call letters, WWCS in the legal ID. They also had CBN programming and a ID or a slogan, WWCS Cannonsburg, your Christian station, Spirit 54. Robert also logged WYOR 560 in Brentwood, Tennessee on January 5th at 1953 hours. He heard country and western. No business radio was noted. WNQM Nashville, Tennessee on 1300. This is a follow-up to Eric Buneman's special report a few issues back that WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio on shortwave and WNQM AM have similar format but different program schedules. They're owned by the same outfit, and they're also in the chain of WITA Knoxville and WVOG New Orleans. KCLF New Roads, Louisiana on 1500 was logged on January 6th at 2032 hours. And that means they're back. A very good signal in WTOP's null with possibly satellite urban contemporary, many K-15 non-IDs, many plug-in IDs, the all-new K-15. Please note this new address in your logs, 700 Olinde, O-L-I-N-D-E, in New Roads, Louisiana. Their zip code is 70760. Their station manager is Jeff Beamon, spelled B-E-A-M-O-N. And you can call them if you want, 504-638-6821. WUIV in Icard Township, North Carolina on 1580. Here's an update to some UNIDs which were noted in the print version. As per a vary from the general manager, Dave Lingefelt, L-I-N-G-A-F-E-L-T, WUIV's legal ID occurs at 10 minutes before the hour. What? And on the hour, a dual frequency ID occurs. Well, are you confused? Well, he said that the Dave Lingefelt, this fellow Dave Lingefelt, is the general manager of WNNC 1230 in Newton, North Carolina. He verifies for both WNNC and WUIV. The address for WUIV is correct, as in the logs, or in the log rather. Send reports to them in care of WWNC with your fingers crossed. And now a couple of other DXers have asked about what the heck is a legal ID anymore. We'll get to that at the end of this DDXD. Well, Doug Smith of Nashville DXs with a TS-680 and a Palomar loop or Barefoot Super Radio 2 from his listening post. He reports the following. WVMI 570 in Biloxi, Mississippi was logged on January 3rd at 1850 hours. Fair signal with BRN Biz News. And again on the 7th of January at 1735, fair. Rebroadcasting the WLOX-TV 13 First News. So to add that one to the loggings of stations carrying TV news. The question, as I spoke a little earlier about what is a legal ID, came up from, believe it or not, three different DXers this week in their letters to me. So let's go over just a brief thing here from the rules and regs. Actually, it's from paragraph 73.1201 of the FCC rules and regulations, and I'll paraphrase most of this. Basically, an ID must be made, one, at the beginning and ending of each hour of operation, which I guess they mean the sign-on and sign-off. They don't really say that. And two, hourly, as close to the hour as feasible at a natural break in program offerings. So basically, the next time your favorite disc jockey segues into a four-minute record at 59.50 and then IDs afterwards, I'd say that's a violation, as they could have ID'd before the record. Then a little later, the paragraph goes on to say, an official station ID consists of the call letters immediately followed by the community or communities specified in its license as the station's location. The name of the licensee or the station's frequency may be inserted between the call letters and the station location. No other insertion is permissible. Names of additional communities may also be added, but the community to which the station is licensed must be given first. Well, that's going to do it for DDXD this month. If you've heard something on the good old medium wave band that may be of interest to others, drop me a line with the information. While I'm still here in California, you can send your DX to me at 15366 La Paz, L-A-P-A-Z, that's two words, Avenue, Victorville, California, 92392-3679, 92392-3679. So until this month, this is Bill Hale saying good DX to all.
Oh, you think that's hard? Why don't you say, here's Ken Onishuk with a look at sports networks.
I'm going to pass along the Major League Baseball flagship stations. Since baseball spring training starts Thursday, March the 5th, and most of the teams will broadcast their spring exhibition games on the weekend. And give you a list of those stations offhand here in the American League. The Baltimore Orioles, two powerhouses, 1090 WBAL and 1500 WTOP. Boston Red Sox, 680 WRKO or 1080 WTIC. California, 710 KMPC. Chicago, 670 WMAQ. Cleveland Indians have a new outlet, Sports Radio, as they call it, 1220 WKNR. Detroit, 760 WJR. Kansas City, 980 KMBZ. 620 WTMJ. Milwaukee handles the Brewers. Minnesota Twins, the world champs, 830 WCCO. New York Yankees, 770 WABC. Oakland, 560 KSFO. Seattle, 710 KIRO. Texas Rangers, 820 WBAP. Toronto Blue Jays, 1430 CJCL. For National League fans, the Braves have gone to a new outlet now. A little reduced power, but they'll still get out quite a bit because they have a big network out there in the southeast. The Atlanta Braves, 640 WGST. Chicago Cubs continue on 720 WGN. Cincinnati, 700 WLW. Houston Astros, 950 KPRC. Los Angeles, 790 KABC. Montreal's on 600. And the new calls are CIQC. New York Mets, 660 WFAN. Philadelphia, 1210 WOGL. Pittsburgh Pirates, 1020 KDKA. St. Louis, 1120 KMOX. San Diego, 760 KFMB. San Francisco, 680 KNBR. And from the Soccer League, the NPSL, the top teams there, Chicago Power are heard on 930 WAUR. Kansas City has been heard on 980 KMBZ. And in the American Division, the teams in Canton and Harrisburg know their top stations. They're just in smaller markets. Okay. And to finish off the tape here, we're going to get you a sign-off here of 820 in Chicago.
Thanks a million for participating, and mostly thanks for calling. I'd like to bring Ernie Banks in here now. And Ernie, do me a favor, buddy. Let's take me on home.
My kind of town, Chicago, is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is my kind of town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town.
And that's the WSCR sign-off. Their mailing address, by the way, is 4949 West Belmont Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60641.
Thank you very much, Ken, for that valuable information on the DX Audio Service. As many of you know, that's good information to have, because if you're on a one certain frequency and you hear a certain ball team, you can pretty well get an idea of what station that is without even hearing the call sign. So good information, Ken. Well, we're doing this edition kind of bass-ackwards in that we've just put together side two, part one, then we moved over to side one of part one, and then we did side two, part two, and now we're concluding with part two of side one. So I had a chance to hear all the musings and other information, and I'd like to pass along this information to you. I think it's high time we let you know some information concerning what's going on here at the National Radio Club. As many of you know, the club hierarchy changed, and that is causing us, I guess, a little bit of a problem with our membership, and people don't know where to send information or how to get in contact with us. So if you would, please pull out your Braille writer, a pen and paper, or perhaps record this over onto a second cassette for your information. Now, effective these additions, the action line should not be used for anything other than a muse. Please don't call that and expect me to call you back. Do not call and say you're missing an issue or have some friend of yours call and say they want a sample. The action line is only for muses. Anything else which is left on that line is edited out, and it's usually by some other person besides myself, so I don't even have a chance to hear those. So please do not call the action line for anything else than a muse. Also effective with the next edition of the DX Audio Service, the time is going to be cut down on the length of the message, or the time that it records, to approximately 70 seconds. So what you need to do is organize your thoughts very carefully, and then be sure to get on the action line and say everything you need to say quickly and to the point. What is happening is we're getting so many calls from our membership, and the length of the calls are getting longer and longer with every edition, that we don't have time to put on all the calls. And I agree with the membership that it's not really right to go through and edit everyone's thoughts, because what is interesting to me is not necessarily interesting to you. Therefore, I think it's in the best interest of everyone that everyone has a shot at it, but please limit the time so that everyone has a chance to hear what's going on. Now, as far as calling on lost tapes and damaged tapes, as you may recall from last year, there is a policy concerning that, and the policy is that if you lose a tape via the post office, you get one tape sent to you free of charge. After that, you have to buy an issue. Now, if you have a damaged tape, we don't mind replacing that as long as you send us back the damaged tape. It has to come back to me here at the DX Audio Service in order for you to get a new copy. The address here at the DX Audio Service, use this address, which is our post office box for our studios. It's Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. That's a good address to use. Now, the address which is on the labels, the cassette labels, which is Post Office Box 118, Pequannock, Connecticut, 06064. That is where you send your subscription to. So when you're renewing your subscription, or perhaps buying a subscription for someone, or if you want to tell one of your friends, this is where you send for a subscription. That's the Pequannock address. Anything else that you have should go to the National Radio Club Publication Center, which is Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Address it to Ken Chatterton, Chatterton. Now, a comment was brought up about the NLS format, or perhaps going to C-120s, and nothing would please me further than being able to do a lot more material. However, the problem we have is that 30% of the DX Audio Service subscribers are sighted and do not have access to the NLS formatted machines. Also, the tape costs for the C-120s are considerably higher in price. And also, we've had too many problems with C-120s in the past in duplication, and also when they get to you, the subscriber of the audio service. So I don't see that we can do anything else other than what we have been doing, and that is funnel off a lot of that information onto the After Dark series. That way, those who want the information can have access to it, but it doesn't compromise the subscribers of the DX Audio Service, because obviously if we went to two cassettes, we'd have to raise the rates, and I vowed that I would not raise DX Audio Service rates unless we were actually forced to by the post office or some other means. So I'd like to try to keep everything down to a C90 if possible. Now, if you have any questions or comments about columns or suggestions, I urge you to write me at the National Radio Club DX Audio Service, the address in Lima, Ohio, that I gave you just a couple of minutes ago. I'd love to hear from you, and I will answer your letter and respond to any comment or complaint that you have. Be sure you send it, though, to that address only. Now, effective with our next edition of the DX Audio Service, there's also going to be some changes in some of the columns for the editors of the DX Audio Service. They're going to have specific blocks of time, and that is because of the same reason we're having with the action line. We have too much information coming in to be able to put out on the cassette. So each editor is going to have to bust his buns, so to speak, to be able to edit very closely and get all that information put together in a very concise manner. In conclusion, I just want to say that we mold the DX audio service after you, the reader of the columns, so we need to hear from you. Let us know what your pros and cons are. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it. You write to us. Let us know what you like and dislike. And let's pop over to side two with Phil Wayne and Skip Dabblestein as they conclude St. Louis Radio, and we have a whole lot more.